We end with the reaction from Norwich City fans being back at Carrow Road and a charity appeals to the public to keep away from seals. First, fans flock to Norwich's first major post-lockdown gig.
Thousands of Sir Tom Jones fans flocked to the green, green grass of Earlham Park for the first major concert in Norwich since the start of the pandemic. Sir Tom, who's 81, came to Norwich as part of his Surrounded by Time UK tour, which celebrates his 41st album, which was released in April this year and debuted at number one in the album charts. Debbie Jones, 61, and her friends took a six-hour train journey from Barry Island in Wales to be at the gig. The whole group wore bright red. "I love Tom's T-shirts, specially made for the concert," she said. "I last saw him over 30 years ago in Cardiff. He's just getting better and better, and I wouldn't kick him out of bed. But he's too young for me," added a friend, Cynthia Harris, aged 82. Colette Dale, 48, came from Ipswich for the concert. She said, "He's brilliant, a real crowd pleaser. We're lucky to have him here." There were seated and standing tickets available for the show, and attendees were also encouraged to take a lateral flow test before attending. Tom Jones has been a fixture in British music for 50 years and has had more than 30 top 40 singles, including Sex Bomb and It's Not Unusual. And he is also a judge on the talent show The Voice.
A Norwich-based gin distiller is expanding nationally with the opening of three outlets in London. Bullards, founded in Norwich in 2015, set out to revive a name synonymous with the drinks industry since 1837. Stores are set to open in some of London's most prestigious shopping areas. The first retail outlet in Westfield White City will open in August, whilst the others will be in Canary Wharf and Covent Garden Piazza later on in the year. These new outlets follow those already opened in Norwich, the tasting bars in Chantry Place and Jarrold. The gin maker is trusting in the growing trend of experiential retail, specifically in food and drink brands, following the decline in bricks and mortar retail.
Children could risk getting crushed by scared seals if beachgoers do not heed warnings to stay away, an animal charity has warned. Friends of Horsey Seals, FOHS, has issued another warning urging people to stay at least 10 metres away from seals on Horsey Beach, which is the equivalent of the length of a bus, or 30 feet. The charity, which is dedicated to protecting seals, has said it is receiving reports of people getting too close to the seals on a daily basis. A statement posted by the charity said, "Apart from the fact that someone, maybe a child, could get seriously injured if they're crushed by a group of terrified seals trying to escape into the sea all at once, it is also traumatic for the seals. Grey seals can weigh between 200 and 350 kilos, so this sort of accident is a distinct possibility. There are pregnant seals on Horsey Beach, which could lead to pups being abandoned to starve to death if they're scared away by people getting overly close."
Hollywood stars such as Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, Al Pacino and Claire Danes are among those who have shot films in Norfolk. But council bosses and tourism chiefs believe there's still untapped potential for the county to be featured on the silver screen. Norfolk County Council, earlier this year, contracted consultant Olsberg SPI to work on a research project centred on the Norfolk film sector to help fulfil that potential. And businesses and people involved in the county's film sector, either directly or indirectly, are being urged to take part in the research. A number of major films have been shot in Norfolk recently. Avengers: Age of Ultron was filmed at the University of East Anglia, with the Sainsbury Centre doubling as the base for Marvel's spandex-sporting superheroes. Steve Coogan shot scenes for Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa in Norwich and Cromer, while Elm Hill featured in Netflix's Jingle Jangle, starring Forrest Whitaker, and Galston Beach in Danny Boyle's Yesterday.
Ignore the noise unless it's the most beautiful sound of a joyous outpouring of collective pride and passion in Norwich City. Carrow Road was a picture again, full to the seams and a riot of colour, volume and flaming pyrotechnics. Welcome back. welcome back to the Premier League and the shared pursuit of renewing your vows with the Canaries, for those fortunate to be inside their spiritual football home. So many conflicting emotions. Sadness and pain remembering those who did not return. Happiness and delirium for others, able to renew old acquaintances, to indulge in those well-worn pre-match routines. The walk to the stadium, the pint, the collective sense of anticipation. Last season was a triumph, a record breaker, but it will be forever be the lost campaign for those same fans who were present to watch Liverpool's superstars, yet denied a chance to follow another championship title under Daniel Farker from inside the ropes. That is why an opening night 3-0 defeat did not sting. That is why the errors punished ruthlessly by Liverpool will not be subject to forensic scrutiny. That is to come. Farker himself, when pushed afterwards, felt the time to judge his methods and the performance of his evolving squad is after the first international break next month. Until then, it is a quest to make up the missing pre-season weeks due to the enduring impact of the pandemic set against the backdrop of facing some of the best in the world. Daniel Farker was humbled by a special Carrow Road reception for Norwich City and is promising those fans good times ahead in the Premier League. The Canaries lost 3-0 to Liverpool on an opening night that was much more than simply the result in front of the club's biggest attendance since before the pandemic. Grant Hanley led the home side out into a cauldron of noise and colour prior to kick-off, before a stirring rendition of the club's anthem. In these moments you feel pretty small and emotional and humble and unbelievably grateful to work in this role for these amazing people, he said. The players deserved that, but the fans did as well for being reunited with them. As long as we have that unity, I don't fear this league. I am sure we can have some beautiful moments together this season. Farker's belief comes from the quality of transfer signings, with many of his new boys getting their first taste of Premier League. Milot Rashica, Chelsea Loney, Billy Gilmore and Pierre Lys-Melou all started before Josh Sargent was introduced for a late cameo.
The result was not ideal, but it's just so good to be back. This was the overwhelming reaction from Norwich City fans as the Canaries returned to the Premier League and, more pertinently, a full-capacity crowd at Carrow Road. It was a baptism of fire for Daniel Farker's side as the gulf in class between them and former champions Liverpool shone through. But for the City fans who turned Norwich into a sea of yellow and green, the joy of being back in a full stadium was the main thing. Simon Youngman, 66, from Wyndham, said, 5 minutes before kick-off, there were tears in my eyes. Just being there was fantastic, seeing all those faces we hadn't seen in donkey's years. Oh, and the atmosphere was terrific.
That's all from this edition of Chatterbox. All the stories were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label, and there is no postage to pay at all. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. We're always pleased to hear from you, so if you would like to get in touch, do give us a ring on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. As the office is not manned quite so often at the moment, it may take a little longer to get back to you, so do bear with us. We will continue to bring you the local news fortnightly, and the next edition will be recorded on Wednesday, the 1st of September. We hope it won't be too long before we can resume our weekly production. Thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook, me, Matthew Tucker, and Sarah Lusher, who was also the editor. The sound recordist was Stephen Cox. So from us all, goodbye, and don't forget to keep listening for Let's Talk, which will now follow.